其實香港放生龜嘅情況係非常之嚴重嘅，因為其實咧好多好多宗教嘅善信啦，佢哋會將一啲龜隻咧大批購入咗之後咧，就放生喺香港嘅河流啊、溪涧啊、沙灘啊、一啲郊野公園啊，咁而每一次可能買數個數量啊，都講係幾十隻咁樣。其實呢啲龜隻並唔適合喺呢啲咁嘅飲水道啊，或者一啲水塘啊等等嘅生活啦，因為佢哋本身唔係屬於當地香港嘅物種啦。佢哋本身可能人工被飼養開嘅時候，佢哋無法喺野外覓啦，佢哋可能捉唔到魚啊，或者捉唔到蝦，總之佢哋需要嘅食物啦，咁佢哋就會變相活活咁餓死啦，或者可能係天氣嘅變化會凍死啊、熱死啊等等。捉咗佢上嚟之後咧，我就會睇一睇佢嘅傷患嘅地方喺邊度啦。咁幫佢度一度佢嘅底甲啊，睇下佢嘅重量係幾多，睇下佢有冇過輕嘅情況啊等等啦。然後咧就做翻相應嘅治療啦，譬如佢爛甲嘅話，我哋就處理翻佢爛甲嘅部分啦，爛肉我哋取翻爛肉嘅部分啦。咁我哋就會調理佢啦，等佢好翻之後，咁我肥翻啦，我哋就會俾人哋領養啦。
Mercy release has potentially multiple different risks that it puts our ecosystems to. One is just directly ecosystems that are receiving non-native animals can be changed by the arrival of those animals if they manage to survive. It could totally alter the structure of our forests or our streams or our rivers.